For 3 hours yesterday, the Nome Common Council waded through budget requests from three different public groups, the schools, the city, and the utility. But at the end of the day, nobody was happy, and three more work sessions were planned to hammer out additional details. With shrinking state and federal dollars, everybody is asking for more money just to keep up. As they tried to explain to the council the complicated budget facing Nome Public Schools, school officials were repeatedly interrupted by the council.
It isn't the workforce, but, you know,
I'm looking at a new budget sitting here right here, and I'm looking at a whole bunch of nice stuff coming down here. But it's a...
The district is asking the city to raise its portion of school funding by about $400,000 above last year's allotment. Business manager Paula Kaufman for the school district explained why simply matching last year's contribution from the city means an overall loss for the schools.
If you fund us the same dollar amount as the year before, when all is said and done, we're going to be $169,000 to the bad over prior year. Everything was the same. We end up with less money because the state cuts us by this hand, not this hand.
Two council members were interruptive and combative during the lengthy meeting. Sometimes on budgetary points, they admitted they did not fully understand. It was a tone that remained during the 2 hours of difficult conversations about city funds. Councilman Matt Cully summed up just how the city is facing an $800,000 deficit by keeping up utilities like services to roads, road repairs, police, and administration.
We're spending too much money is what it comes down to. But our budget is about the same. Our income, our fund revenue is not.
The council approved the rate and fee increases that Nome Joint Utility says they need to be solvent. For nearly two decades, federal and state funds coupled with high revenues from electricity sales had subsidized sewer and water rates for the utility customers. But as utility manager John Handelin explained, that's changed with more efficient appliances and big users like the Rock Creek Mine going offline. The council also passed a long-discussed and contentious measure to change how the rec center grants fee waivers for special events.
The city right now, as we've seen by our budget, depending, and even though if we were tight on it and stuff like that, we're in a deficit. We're giving it away. The city of Nome, we're hurting. We can't afford to be giving away money like this.
Councilman Cully has long pushed to shift fee waiving off the council's agenda because in practice, he says, the city is continually donating the revenues that they seek to collect.